everybody. Welcome back to the Trig Podcast of Joy and Closer TV on this beautiful Thursday, January 30th, 2025. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode talking about contentment. Contentment here in January. So a lot of goals are happening these days. Everyone is trying to get to the gym or trying to do all kinds of stuff at the beginning of the year. I must say, I also was trying to buy a treadmill yesterday. I might still get it because, man, who needs to lose some LBs, right? But I think that one of the things that at least I'm learning about contentment and goals is that sometimes you have to give the results up to God. You have to let Him lead. I'm not saying that God is going to come and work out for you, right? But in some things, we have to let go and let God. We have to be content with what we already have, with who we are. For example, for me, I always want more, right? I don't know if I'm just like everyone else, right? I want more money, more fame, more success, a bigger house, better cars, whatever, right? And I think that's okay. We live in this beautiful country, and it's good to know yourself and your gifts and to push yourself and to succeed. Hello, Roxy. It's my beautiful dog. But I think that when those pursuits, which happens to me, begin to make you, I guess, upset or resentful or maybe just not as happy as you should be, then that's when I don't like that anymore. And so yesterday I was thinking about all these things that I've been saying I want to do, and most of them deal with, like I said, just my own goals and you could say fleshly desires. And then today it's almost like God was speaking to me loudly. Sometimes He does that, you know. And I was just thinking about all that I already have. And the verse where it says that Paul talks about how he has had everything he has learned to do in plenty or in scarcity. And he has found the true meaning or the true key to contentment. He says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And it seems like the key to contentment is to rely on God, not on yourself. I think that when I rely on myself for things that I want, a podcast with a million subscribers and be the next Joe Rogan, then things go sideways and I get discouraged or I maybe become too driven. But when I let God do it and let the game come to me, it seems like I am much more happy and more content, and things grow. But they grow God's ways, God's way, not my way. So for example, this podcast, right? I've been thinking a lot about it and wanted to do this and that. And then yesterday I was kind of discouraged. I'm like, I just won't do it. And then just today I was in the school office, and there was this beautiful older gentleman, Tom, who I see every Sunday. We sit together. He sits next to him and his wife. They sit next to us every Sunday at church. My wife, Rochelle, loves them. They are so kind to us. They're always encouraging me and Rochelle. And I remember months ago, he would come to me and say, David, we have to take your music and the pastor's preaching out to the streets. We need revival in our church and in our city and in our country. And I was just so encouraged by this older gentleman who could just be focused on his health, and rightly so, or just on his kids or Trump or government or what's wrong with the church. And instead, he's praying for revival. And so I was thinking of my podcast, feeling discouraged, and I went downstairs and there he was. And I didn't have him on the podcast, but it got me thinking about how quickly God could just do something great. Because months after, or a week or so after we talked about revival, I thought about having him on the podcast. And I just haven't done it because, again, it's not, oh, I want famous people and guests and blah, blah, blah. And then when I saw him there today, I thought, I think I need to interview Tom. I think it's time. So I went upstairs, set up the microphones. Again, it was too late and he was leaving. But whether Sunday or next week, I'm going to have Tom on the podcast. And you're going to hear the story of this amazing man. I want to know, how do you remain so on fire for Jesus at your age and when everybody else is fighting or just not caring about God anymore? How can we as younger people and younger generations remain focused on Jesus and put Him at the center of it all? And I thought, wow, you know, on our email list at church, we have, I don't know, an email list of like 2,000, 3,000 people. And again, it's not about me being famous. That's the point. It's about being content, about relying on God. It is God who gives me strength and wisdom, and he's the one who's going to open doors if he wants to. And it's not about having a famous guest. It's about having Tom share his heart and change people's lives, which really is what I want. That's really, really what I want. It is God who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And the other thing that happened is similarly, I've been also thinking about, oh, I want to work with a church of 50,000 people and I want to be in front of millions and blah, blah, all that stuff, right? Same thing, but just in terms of music. Well, today, or last week, I guess, I set up some vocal coaching sessions, and today I had two of them, and they were just so great. And these individuals aren't famous. I'm not Chandler Moore. I'm not from Maverick City. I'm not. I've written a bunch of songs, but you know, it's not like I'm some famous recording artist either. And it didn't matter because I spent a couple hours this afternoon working with these amazing individuals who love to sing, who are sharing their hearts with me, telling me all their dreams about music and how as they age, they don't want to just focus on the usual stuff, but they want to focus on God and worship. And I had a chance to just spend time with them. Then after school, a young man who's in eighth grade, a little guy came by, and he's been in my rap class and beat making class, and we've done all kinds of fun things together. I was his teacher in seventh grade for 3 months, his long-term sub. And he was waiting for his mom, and so he just was walking around. He came up to my office, like, hey, Mr. Trey, can I spend time with you? And at first, I must confess, I'm like, oh, man, I have so much to do. But then we spent like 20 minutes together, and it was so beautiful. Just listening to him talking about his family, his parents, and what videos he's watching and what songs he's doing and just his life, you know, just his beautiful young life. Who normally I would be like, ah, wasting my time. You're not, I don't know, Mariah Carey or Ariana Grande or whatever craziness. And instead, God is saying, when you rely on me, you can be happier than you could imagine, happier than ever. And that was so beautiful. And this weekend, I get to do all kinds of stuff. The other thing is, on Wednesday, we had this amazing chapel service with 13 baptisms. All these kids and young adults and their parents. I mean, the church was packed. It was just beautiful. And they were all just there. But before that, guess what I had to do? I had to set up the pool, fill it up with water, and get wet and all this stuff. And you know, things that I sometimes like say, man, why am I doing this? It's, you know, where's the custodian? You know, they should do that, not me. I'm too famous. I'm too special, right? And God is saying, dude, what are you thinking? Like, this is part of you being a servant. And this is part of you being a man of God. And so I did that. And then on Wednesday, I got to play the piano and sing and lead worship and see these kids get baptized. And I'm telling you, it was glorious. It was so beautiful to see these parents be so happy in the pictures and the grandparents and the godparents and the whole thing. 13 students, most of whom I know, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What a beautiful experience. But I had to set up the pool and I have to go and now tear it down and empty it and all that stuff. Be content. Be happy. It is through Christ who gives me strength that I can find true joy. Not when I get what I want, but when instead God gets what he wants. And that's what brings me true joy. And that's who God really is. And that's what he wants. There are so many stories every day where God is saying, David, look to me. What you want is right in front of your nose. You just have to open your eyes. You have to stop looking for the gold and start looking for the treasure. And sometimes my eyes, they wander towards the things that I want. And God's saying, look at the treasure that is right here. You don't like it. It's hard work. It's long hours. It's very little pay. It's blah, blah, blah. You can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And most of all, I will be glorified. I will get the glory. And watch me do the rest in your life, the life of your family, your wife, your kids. And all your dreams will come true. You know, one of the things that I love doing is writing songs. And I've written a bunch of songs lately. I don't know. God is putting a lot of, as there's peace in my heart once again, you know, all this stuff of 2024, of everybody dying and my beautiful wife going through a health scare and my dog and our son and my uncle dying, all of these things that happen in 24 and 23, as that kind of is in the rearview mirror, I can feel my spirit coming back, my passion, my love, and my, I guess, just my peace. And so out of that, a lot of songs have been coming out, some that I've just been rewriting and some that are brand new. And so I did a song that I added a verse to a song I wrote in 2018 about the fires of 2018 that also were happening here in LA. And then I rewrote that song or added a verse and a bridge for the fires that are happening now here in LA County. It's a beautiful song. And I played it for my friend who's a Latin Grammy Award winner pianist who plays with me every Sunday. So imagine that. And he loved it. He's like, David, you should send this song to other churches. Maybe they want to sing it and also do like a tribute or something with your music. And it was just so encouraging. I want to be famous. I want to be Juanes. I want to be John Mayer and play in front of millions and have $1 million in my bank account from one song. But what if, not what if, I think God wants me to play my songs for his church and to encourage people. And who knows from there, right? Who knows what God can do through one moment of obedience? Who knows what God wants to do in your life through just one moment of obedience? Maybe all that you're missing is just to be obedient and to be content and let that contentment come from his strength, not from your own efforts. So I hope that encourages you. It's been a very amazing week. And really, as I said, as we come out of 2024 and start 2025, you might be feeling exhausted, tired, like, wow, there's so much going on. Maybe it's time to say, Lord, I give up, I surrender. Help me to see the treasure that is in front of me and not the gold that is over my head. Help me to see you and your strength. Help me to have strength through Christ who gives me strength, not through me who gives me maybe, yeah, some success, but it's not for you. And if you would like, by the way, my coaching, if you would like some encouragement in that area, please email me, triggerdavidtrigger.com. Or if you would like to find me on Instagram or YouTube, make sure you watch my live streams on Facebook and all the rest. You can just type in my name and I will be there. Thank you again for being here. And I'll see you next time. Adios.
Don't like the way I am. Why don't you feel